Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
Everybody, man, welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. It is Tuesday, August the 4th, and we are in the building. We got Jameel Harley, Young Beige.
Blah, blah, blah. Shots fired.
We got Steven Nose in the building.
What's good? Talking to spitting that game at Redbone since 2013. What's good?
Redbone. Okay. Oh. And we got a very special guest in the house. We got the infamous Wellington Juku. What's up, dog?
Man, what's happening, dog?
they hype in here. Got the drinks flowing already, man. We're going to have a good show, man. We got a lot to talk about. For those listening online, if you want to call in and talk live on the show, if you want to speak to Wellington, myself, or Jameel, or Steve, the number is 607-203-5368. And we're going to get down how we get down. I want to jump on the first topic that's been eating up social media right now, and that is Meek Mill and Drake. It's been a week since... Meek dropped his response to Drake, and I've seen everybody kill Meek Mills, even from other rappers to corporations. I heard there's like Wendy's or something talking about that's not real beef, and they said something about Meek Mills.
Everybody's trying to get on this stuff.
Publicity.
It's publicity.
Who's Meek Mills?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I shouldn't worry about it. That's right.
And you know what? It's caused some dissension amongst my African-American brethren. Like, I think since Meek Mill took that L, some of the dark-skinned brothers have been a little salty. I know Jameel and myself, we were out hitting the comedy scene last week and couldn't get out of the car good. Before some of the our darker brethren were attacking us, man. It's all love, man. I didn't even know who Meek Mill was till he started dating Nicki Minaj. So, you know, I don't really have any personal connection. And a lot of people don't like Drake because they said he's soft. But personally, I like Drake. I think he's creative. But then again, I ain't out in the streets. I don't know what's hot in the streets. I just go off creativity and what I like. So, shout out to Drake, man.
Here's the thing on that issue, man. Drake is basically bullying Meek Mills, and he knows he's bullying him. Because when Common dissed Drake didn't even respond. And Common really got in that grip.
I don't remember that. So Common got at Drake?
Yeah.
Didn't remember.
What was it called? You soft? It was something Common.
Wait a minute, man. Common ain't got no room to be calling nobody soft. I mean, it ain't like Common out.
Common ain't no beef rapper. I mean, but you got to realize, Common beef with Ice Cube. So Common's a cool dude, but he'll snap on you. You snapped on Ice Cube?
Now I remember that. I remember he was beefing with Cube and Mac 10.
I didn't know he was with Mac 10.
Yeah, Mac 10. It was a whole little
because that was. That was before Mac 10 when he was with Cube. That was when Cube was with the Lynch Mob.
Really? That's when the... No, I could have sworn.
It's because on his song, I Used to Love Her. When he was talking about hip-hop, he said, I ain't mad at you that you went out west and got with the guys. With He made some reference that we was talking about N.W.A. and them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Fired back, I think, with... It wasn't no Vaseline. I think that was.
Now he fired back. I know it was something personal because of a song that kind of.
So I didn't know Mac because Mac 10 wasn't even involved.
I mean, he was hanging. It was that whole West Side Connection thing going on. So I think
that was well after.
No, that was when they were still when Ice Cube was still with JD and Shorty and T-Bone and all of them.
Goodbye.
A little little West Coast rap history going on.
Get on Wikipedia and start.
I ain't got nothing in my hand.
I can't Google it. My phone is up. It's on.
I got nothing.
We on Periscope. We live.
When he was with Leroy back in 1989, according to Wikipedia.
This is straight up black history off the top of the dome right here. I got nothing in my hand. Don't worry about it.
Man, I hope this Drake and Meek Mill right, don't I'm sure ever hit black history.
I don't want to hear about it again. Just like Drake said, I don't.
It's good publicity. This is it. That's it, man. People yep. get more. His numbers went up from 3 million. He had 3 million followers on Instagram. Now he's got like 4.9 million.
Now this is Drake you're talking about.
No, this is Meek Mill. Drake got like 15.
And this is how you measure your.
This is all about commercial,
this
baby.
This is how you measure how important you or your real. Worth in this life is how many followers you have.
Yeah, like followers are the new currency. Right. Remember when you used to trade clothes?
Right,
used
right.
to barter. Hey man, I like your stool. Can I have that for a few of my FUBU shirts?
Right.
You're like, you don't have to come up off of 10 FUBU shirts to get this stool.
Well, damn, so you tell me I'm worth 327.
327. What?
You only got 327 followers.
On which medium?
Instagram. Stephen.
I mean,
Tommy.
You can't personally buy food with followers, but you can.
Hey, man, you know, attention is like currency to a lot of people these
man,
days.
Man, what? I mean, it is. This is that's free media.
Man,
that's
you ain't got no doubt, man.
I can share a little bit. I
damn
got
right.
Don't worry about it.
It's all Steve with you.
Bragging about followers up in
right,
this
right, ain't that petty?
He's a grown man in the room.
How many followers you got?
How many you got?
Man, you ain't following me back. I follow you.
Did you just unfollow me? Come holler at me real quick, man.
Step outside.
Well, the world is driven by likes right now. So every social media
it's
has.
It's a must. It's just like Fox Station right now. Fox doesn't like seeing. Who the fuck does Fox own?
What?
Fox don't own thing. Okay, all
right. The person that owns Fox owns a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
He owns the rights to one of the Bibles. Was the NIV?
The person who owns?
The person that owns Fox Networks owns the publishing rights to the NIV.
And who's the owner of Fox Network? Is that Rupert Murdoch? Is that the dude's name?
Nobody knows, man. But no, I tell you, you can Google it. If you guys are not on Periscope, like my phone is, you can Google that answer. Everybody else will be just fine.
Now, speaking of Periscope, man, Periscope is odd because on Periscope, the way you like somebody is send them hearts. I don't know how I feel about
hey man,
dudes.
Let's get over this
tapping
this right. androgynous lifestyle. We're going to have to suck it up. They made it in hearts. They can't allow. Like, I think if we like something, if men like something, we should be a fist. It should be a fist. Like,
yeah,
fist
yeah.
should come
right,
up
right,
instead
right.
of hearts.
Yeah.
But they all want us to adjust to this transgender lifestyle that's coming up. That's what they want us right. to adjust to. Get used to seeing hearts.
I mean,
asshole.
If you're on Periscope and you're getting hearts by men, you might as well go out and buy some skinny jeans.
Right. Hey, but the hearts and is all right. That's the only thing they're giving us
now,
to
now,
do
now,
it.
So you might as well get you some skinny jeans.
I got some for you to borrow. You need to
Well, we could be cool about it. You could say, hey, they just showing love. And you know, if you're going to show love, send me one or two hearts. But if you lighten up the screen, like...
Man,
like
that screen up.
Look at
me.
Yeah, you was getting a whole plethora
man,
of hearts.
Man, light that screen up.
Hey, you so funny. Hey.
I like that screen.
I like them curls.
Well, it's been so funny.
Well,
oh, my God.
We got a...
I like Periscope though. It gives a chance for all the narcissist people to be exposed.
It ain't
man, because people on Periscope like yeah, I'm about to eat this good sandwich. Right. Like I don't give a damn.
That's a different thing. I think they want a cooking show or whatever. Yeah. Nah, I just grilled cheese.
Man, you be on Twitter, everybody just be Periscope. We at work. What are you doing?
All right, this is what I will say about social media.
It's bullshit.
Social media has given a platform for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Now, whatever they choose to do with it, let them be. That shit don't affect nobody at the end of the day. Because I see a woman that posts a picture with her son damn near every other day. And I sit there like, hey, man, you got 100 pictures with your son and you. And none with his daddy.
Yeah, oh. that's a little bit of Oedipus complex Ooh. Going on there.
I'm like, just let it go. You don't need to see him grow up. You can't. You
right.
see, you see like these kids
uncle.
Grow up through picture. Pictogram.
All
right.
That dude out the mall. What's going on, Jesse? He's like, who are you? Tell your mama I said hi.
One of the things that trips me out about Facebook, like, you know, they'll suggest friends, and you'll get these friends suggested to you, and it'll be a young lady, and she'll be half naked somewhere bending over, showing her ass to the world.
Yeah.
Then maybe just two or three pictures in, She's praise with her God. Kids. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
No weapon formed against her.
Shall prosper.
No weapon.
That should be the first picture. That's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is on Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That first picture is sexy. You keep scrolling over. It is the baby. Oh, it's over.
I've seen some people. That. They got their dogs on the front.
I'm going to tell you this right now with the dogs on women's Facebook. If your dog outlasts two of your relationships, you need to go back to human training. Get you some men in your life. Your dog shouldn't be there like, damn, this bitch needs something. I've seen a woman.
I'm all she got.
Is that all you got?
Well, shoot, some people get lonely. Like the emergence of animals and how people love animals is just astounding. I posted something on Facebook the other day, and this lady had no less than 100 cats.
Yeah, you showed
And she opened the door, and she was sprinkling cat food like they were pigeons.
She wasn't even feeding.
This
is just kibbles and bits on the floor.
And at the beginning of the video, you see one cat. They heard her coming to the door. One cat leaps over 99 cats. And hits the doorknob, like, to let her in. Like, come on, meow, bitch, I am starving.
I've been waiting all day for this.
You know what's crazy? You rarely see cats in Nigeria. I'm sorry.
It's too damn hot for cats.
Well, hey, you rarely see cats in China, too.
No, you see them. Actually, you see him on the menu.
No, on the menu. Actually, there's an island in southern Japan that they call Cat Island. I saw something about it the other day, and like the whole island is like overrun with cats. Like they need to bring something to get rid of these cats. Mm-hmm. Bring some foxes or coyotes.
You know what? It sounded like we were about to go into Cecil. Cecil the Lion.
Oh, Cecil! Shout out to Cecil the Lion, man.
I thought his name was Cecil.
Is it Cecil?
Cecil? Cecil?
Hey,
Cecil.
The white folks call him Cecil.
Well, that's just your no.
Like,
no,
you, Cecil sounds like the brother to Sidney Poitier.
Nah, it's Cecil. I'm with Young Beige on this one. It's Cecil.
Yeah, it's hey, Cecil the Lion.
Well, the dentist calls him Debt Collection.
The dentist is out of business. That's the hell.
That nigga closed his shop down. I ain't pulling no more teeth.
Oh, he's in hiding right now. Actually, he's in hiding.
Hey, white folks don't play when it comes to them lions.
Yeah, and I think
you fuck up a lion. Oh, that's your ass.
Where was it? Zimbabwe, right?
Zimbabwe. Yep.
So the government of Zimbabwe is actually talking to the U.S. about having him expedited back.
And they should.
The face charges. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should. I mean, after they deal with Michael Vick, still has protesters outside of wherever he plays. Some dog.
And you know what's crazy? When somebody does something stupid, they always talk about what they were watching and what they were watching to infuriate them as a reason to get them off. How do y'all know Mike Vick wasn't watching Pokemon? Nigga, they fight animals all day on Pokemon. What the fuck? They throw Charizard through the ring. They throw Pikachu through the ring.
But those aren't real. Well, those aren't real animals, though.
You say what?
What is Pikachu, though?
Pikachu is electric.
You kind of lost me when you went to that reference.
Man, that is a graphic. You know what I mean? Animals, man.
First off, Pikachu is an electric mouse. They ain't no electric mouse in New York, all right?
You know, you can tell who's in their 20s still. They talking about Pokemon.
Bulbasaur is a plant animal. He has a flower growing on the back of his back. Come on, man. Ain't no real animals.
Bulbasaur went green. That's what happened.
Yeah, he really went green.
Then he said electric mouse in New York. Are they in New York on Pokemon?
I'm saying there is no electric mouse
even
in New York.
That is a fighting stage on the Pokemon battlefield.
Heroes of New York.
That is very specific, like a fight scene. I thought it was a Japanese cartoon.
You know what? Whatever, man.
I'm trying to get enlightened on Pokemon.
No, I'm saying Pokemon is not real animals. He's talking about real animals, but he's seeing
Pokemon is as real as it gets.
Oh no! Come on, man.
All right, trading cards. Cecil's face isn't on a trading card.
It's Cecil. Oh.
If you say Cecil, these white folks won't know what we're talking about. But if you say Cecil, they know what they're talking about.
I agree. I think Pokemon is animals because they got ears and tails. That's usually the sign.
Find me a Pikachu right now. Outside. Walk outside. Find me a Pikachu.
I can find you something that look like a Pikachu.
Oh, come on, man.
I've seen a chick
a yellow mouse
down the street look like a Pikachu.
A yellow mouse.
I don't know. In the right conditions, there could be some yellow.
Man, there's
some
women out here tanning with yellow.
Okay, no, you're right. I give you that.
Out here in Atlanta.
Looking like some black
Georgia.
Boys.
Tanning. Can I get the ultra tan? Whatever.
I can't.
Coming out of Pokeball.
I
true. In Pokemon.
Pika! I seen that nigga Pikachu at the bar the other day.
Trying to holler at hoes. Pikachu!
That's all that nigga saying the whole time. And this boy, what's that nigga? Ass. He's saying, I shouldn't even know this.
Hey, ladies, don't let Pikachu buy you a drink at the bar. You are
here. Pika!
I don't know what the hell's going on right now.
Now you know how I feel every fucking week. I come here.
How does it feel to be me?
Yeah, you know, we're about to talk about that Meek Mill. You know, he just dropped an album. You know. I was like,
man, did y'all hear that nigga Meek Mill drop that album? Man, it's in the shit in the sand. Drake.
Let's talk about Pokemon back again, guys. I don't know what the hell just happened right there.
It's time to take a break, man. If you're listening online, man, if you want to call in and speak to any one of us on the show, or you want to chime in about Pikachu, the number is 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1 so we know you want to talk. And we'll be back in a few minutes, man. You're listening to the Keno Trice Show.
I couldn't help but notice your pain. My pain, it runs deep. Share it with me.
I'm on the scene. I know you feel me. There's so much pain.
Yes, we are back from break with the Nigerian.
The American Nigerian.
The American Nigerian, Wellington Juku.
He doesn't want to get shot, so that's why he said American first.
Shoot, that'll get him shot quicker.
No, you're right.
He better say he's straight from Nigeria. on the break, man, we're back from the break. On the break, we had some interesting conversations about life. One of the things I want to talk about next is the Sierra and Future debacle. That's another thing that's been in the news 24/7. And the general consensus I've seen on social media is that people are upset with Sierra, particularly for taking her son to one of Seattle Seahawks football practices. And there was a shot that went viral where Russell Wilson is bending down, kind of hugging her son, and the son has his jersey on. So I don't know how y'all feel about it, but my personal opinion is, she's your baby mama. If you were concerned about who she had around your son, you should have married her. So Future has four baby mamas at this point. So it's like, that's a lot to keep up with. And I think he's mad because this dude is
$31 million worth.
Well, I would say it like this. Me personally, if I'm dating a woman, I don't even want to meet her kids or child until I know it's going to be something real serious. And seeing that...
They just started dating, right?
They just started dating.
Less than a month
you
or
would,
like, yeah.
And being in Hollywood, you can be hot and heavy today and then you off each other tomorrow. And so... You kind of do something to the child, you know. If he keeps seeing his mom with a different dude, and they like intimate, you set a certain precedence for that little boy growing up. Now, when you look at it, a picture can be so like you don't really know what was happening.
Yeah.
So, but if I was to have an opinion, which I don't in this matter, I would kind of side with Future. Like, don't be having my son unless y'all gonna be for real.
I'm gonna be real. 100% real.
AKA, I'm going to be tipsy.
First off, you said the man is showing your son how to throw a football.
Yeah.
He ain't showing him how to cook dope. He's not telling him how to mix the pot up. He ain't telling him, young boy, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. No, he's showing him how to throw a football. Who knows? This might be staged. He might not be real. I mean, he's not laying it down with it because they said they practicing abstinence.
Which, if you believe that, then you buying houses in Mars.
She might not be giving it up to him.
Man, whatever.
Well, the thing about it...
I mean, he don't look like he even like her.
Yeah, he probably like Future.
He probably do.
He's trying to...
That nigga been listening to the Future album all day. Russell Wilson just...
Yeah, throw some commas on that dope.
Young, move that dope. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't see a problem with the little boy being at a football practice. That's a lot of sensory for a young kid to take in. So he probably wasn't even focused on Russell Wilson at the practice. He's looking at all these people running around.
How old
football
is he?
Playing.
Two?
Like 1 year old.
He ain't going to remember this.
He's not going to remember. Now,
he don't remember this.
I do believe he is familiar with Russell Wilson, but...
Because the way they was hugging, like, he grabbed that little boy, like...
That's a pose for the picture. Anytime you see the paparazzi, it's a good time.
And,
like,
and who don't hug a kid? Like, if I'm around somebody 1 year old... I mean, I'll pick some kid up if I'm familiar with him.
I'm
going to play
with paparazzi. Kid. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's good publicity.
And it's publicity, period. Sierra probably got a mixtape about to drop.
When's the last time y'all heard about Sierra before this happened?
Let me see you 1-2-step. I don't know.
No, body party.
Yeah, she
don't play Sierra like
she
that.
She just put the body party out.
What's that?
My body.
What's that?
Your body.
That was actually a good song.
She had a good album, man. Sierra's dope. She get a bad rep, but it is what it is. It's always going to be the toss of the coin. You can't have the bad. I mean, the good without the bad. You can't have that. It's just, that's not the way.
Well, I haven't heard Sierra since she came out.
You were listening to
she's not really,
what's that mean? Gangnam Style?
Oh, come on, man. Gangnam Style.
We'll beat you to the racism today.
I know, he went straight to the racism.
I can go hard.
We know.
Hold up, that don't sound right. Pause.
Let me put that pause in there.
What?
Well, Steve is one racist person, boy.
I'm not racist.
Sometimes I gotta be like, who am I sitting next to?
You don't know.
Genghis Khan. That's who you. Dang, that was racist. I'm sorry.
Gangnam Style.
You say
Gangnam Style?
No, I think both of y'all messing that up.
What about Gangnam Style?
I think it's Gondom Style.
Gondom Style?
Because I kept saying it was Condom Style.
I thought it was Condom Style at first.
But I think it's Gondom
Style. You way off, baby.
Oh, like open your condom with style. That's why I thought this guy was about to say.
Nah, you doing like making up
the safest song ever.
What about Gangnam Style?
I stepped away for a minute, and I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
You go ahead and continue
your little notes.
What you got, brother?
What we got?
What's up next?
Well, since we're talking about couples, we talked about Ciara and Future breaking up. There has been a rumor all over social media, too, that Will and Jada Smith are on the outs and that there was some kind of secret.
Don't do it, Will.
But you know that was corrected, like,
yeah,
30 minutes after that.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's always rumors.
Yeah.
Will ain't going nowhere. They got a great open relationship.
If they're worth $240 million, he don't want to split with that other half. Like, he could take 120, but I'd rather have the whole two together.
She ain't gonna do Will like that. Jada seems to be a sensible woman.
Yeah, yeah.
The last of her kind.
How do you know who Jada is?
I know, right?
I remember like he met her. Like, we sat down and had lunch at Taco Mac.
I read about Jada in Vibe magazine. That's how you get to know everybody.
Okay.
That you don't know. Vibe.
Okay.
Pick it up. I just gave him free publicity. All 10 or 20. I think I got 20,000 followers.
And I can go on to Wikipedia right now and say that Will Smith died just now.
Right. It'll probably gain some legs at least for a little while. So, they're like the last of the black power couples. I mean, Bobby and Whitney broke up. Who else is the more powerful
couple? Oprah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Talking about longevity. I mean, Will and Jada working on 20 years, right? Something like that. I think like 17 years strong. So, you know, Has Beyonce and Jay-Z did five yet?
Has it been five? Yeah, they passed five.
They passed like 10 years. I remember Jay-Z and Beyonce when I was like in middle school.
Man, get out of here.
Shut your drunk ass up.
I know.
What the hell?
Beyonce was 12.
That's the Jay-Z.
Barely 30 now. I don't know. Jay-Z should
I think they close to 10.
Yeah, they got to be. 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably together the whole time, maybe not.
You talking about Mary?
I'm just talking about Mary.
What's another powerful black couple?
That's it. I don't know anymore. That's what I'm saying.
That's because they keep their stuff off of Facebook and Instagram. That's why.
Denzel been married to his wife for a long
time. Man, what?
Yeah, I'm just saying though. Samuel. I'm talking about two famous people. So you know, yeah, Denzel's been married for a lot of years.
Ages. What's the woman? Is not Dorothy Dandridge. What was
Is Oprah? Talking about Oprah.
Ruby Dee and what was that? Ruby Dee and what was her husband?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Goodbye. Somebody got a taser for Steve.
Hey, Whoopi gets down.
Oh yeah.
Like she go to the same clubs we go to looking for the same thing we looking for.
Did you read that advice?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna speak bad on Oprah.
You said Whoopi.
Oh, you said Whoopi. I thought you were talking about Oprah. I was about to say Oprah. Did you hear Wellington?
Oprah is dope. I went to Oprah's. She had a convention. She had a seminar here.
You got bamboozled. I remember you and Ruben went.
No. It was me and Julie Osborne went.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Was she doing like a tour, like a motivational speaking tour or something?
Yes,
like
it was fun.
You can be who you want to be.
I thought you weren't going to talk about over.
Did she give away a car at the seminar?
You
get a car.
No, she gave me some keys and told me to find the car.
Oh,
did you see that episode?
Yeah, was she getting
like,
away with
him? Was you when that episode was airing, was you watching or was it a repeat?
Repeat. I didn't see it.
I was there on that actual, I mean, I wasn't there, but I was watching that actual episode.
Whoa. So you were watching Oprah?
Yeah, my auntie used to babysit me.
Okay.
Don't put it on your auntie. That's the one thing that I hate. When people try to throw it on someone else, you were enjoying the show. Admit it. Nothing wrong with it. Who's judging you?
Listen, when you look back at the time, the year when that happened, I was still in high school.
Okay, so you enjoyed watching Oprah.
I was in high school. I was in junior high.
You enjoyed watching Oprah in junior high.
Oprah was cool.
Oprah was cool.
It was cool.
Oprah is a billionaire.
I mean, it wasn't nothing. I was going TiVo or nothing if I had that capability, but
it sounds like you wanted TiVo. You did just ask this man, was he there or not?
Because that was an exciting moment in history. And then to find out that majority of those people couldn't even keep the cars because you had to pay taxes on it.
You had to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah.
That was the okie doke.
Yeah.
So
everybody really thought they got a car.
Right. People were crying. They was excited. Mm.
And then they went back.
You got to pay that tax.
They
went back to the finance. They was like, yeah, that'll be $6,000
yeah.
cash right now.
What? So how do they tax gifts like that? Do they tax them?
You pay the taxes.
It was 10%.
Because it's a vehicle. No,
was it 10%? Because the car was, I think, was $15,000, so the people had to pay $5,000.
It depends on the state. It depends on where you're getting your car registered at.
Yeah.
Depends on where the vehicle is about to be registered at. If you're getting it registered in Arkansas or Virginia, whatever their state tax, 5% or 3% or whatever the case
is. Up to 7%.
Wherever they were at.
So they
were
in Chicago. They were in Chicago.
No, I mean, some people take the cars in. They're not getting it. Everybody wasn't getting their car registered in Chicago.
Oh, you said where it's registered. Okay.
You have to, wherever you're getting it registered at, that's the taxes you're going to be paying.
Now, I know she made a mistake doing that because.
No, she didn't.
Well,
Oprah wrote that off.
Not that part. I'm saying, like, I think a year later on another anniversary, she wanted everybody to actually literally not pay anything. So before she told everybody what they were going to do, she, I think, talked to some financial advisors to make sure everybody in the audience was going to go on this cruise for free. And she found ways to make it
cheaper than
the
dang old Pontiac.
Yeah, so she did it right the next time. We made everybody go on there for free.
Speaking of Pontiac, that is the worst American car ever.
They don't even make Pontiacs.
No, those GTOs was fire.
They were still a piece of crap, though.
You're talking about another part of Pontiac. Yeah. Outside of that,
why is your forehead so glistening right now?
Man, it's the lighting.
Hey, you would think it's summertime outside right
now. I turned up the air. It's nice and cool.
My forehead ain't the only place that's glistening.
That's my natural glow. That's my
I think they make Pontiac with the same thing they make Power Wheels. I think they might use the same battery, the same.
Pontiac was a former GM, and it was a lesser.
Yeah.
If you go to Middle America,
Pontiac, you can pay for Pontiac with food stamps.
If you go to Middle America right now, Pontiac is still on the road. Like somewhere. Anytime I go through Kentucky,
on the road,
Indiana,
and in the shop,
Grand Am,
they still rolling.
Anytime you see a Pontiac, it just got out the shop.
I think towards the end of their life, they actually were decent cars.
Yeah. Towards the end of their life, like the last month, but by that time they were already in debt.
Anybody who buys a Pontiac is a smoker. Like, that was a smoker car. Like, anybody.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're
except
right.
when
you
the, get in. Except when the last Sunfires came out, that was a straight girl car. That was a college chick car.
Hey, I knew a dude with a Sunfire, too, and he was softer than the milk.
It's probably Drake.
And he pulled up to the spotlight.
Really
he was going jockey.
You.
Like, oh, yeah, I got this new whip. I'm like, where? Is that your mama's car? Take that crap.
I'm not getting that with you, that two-door Sunfire.
It was a white Sunfire, too. It was certified bitch.
he's where you got that dickweed joke from.
You still with You know what? I'm
all right, man. What's the thing? About to take a real left turn.
I'll tell y'all who the dickweed joke came from when we take a break. I don't want to put anybody on blast.
You know, I don't want to be in here when you talk about the dickweed joke.
I don't either, brother.
I passed it back.
I feel uncomfortable as hell right now.
You say you're uncomfortable.
Dickweed, all right.
Kino got the air set to 78 degrees in here right now. I'm feeling it. I know it ain't just the
that's that
Pinnacle
fire
vodka.
Water you drinking on.
Hey, you sweating too. You ain't even drank, man.
That's a coconut oil.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
My moisture is even. You got that build up right here. Like you
I
just
said
got
it's
done
just
hooping
glistening,
or something.
Brother. From breathing. Go ahead.
I didn't know if y'all knew tonight. Tonight is the first Republican GOP debate. And if I looked at how many Republicans are going to be in the debate between today and Thursday, it looked like I was reading the roster of a football team. Like tonight on the GOP debate, you got Donald Trump, which makes me want to watch it. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Ron Paul, Chris Christie, Fat Boy, and John Kasich. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Kasich.
I'm saying sure, whatever.
Yeah, so that's just tonight. And then Thursday, they got Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, Carly Florina, Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, and Jim Gilmore. Why the hell they got all these people running for the Republican
nomination? Why the hell would anybody watch that shit?
You lost me after Trump, man.
It's entertaining.
Oh, Trump is going to be entertaining. I'm going to watch
for Alpharetta people and for anyone up in the Dunwoody area, that is their sports.
It is.
That is their ESPN. That's
Cooler Talk for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, man, exactly.
Did you see him talk about those illegal immigrants?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's going to be so much racial rhetoric spewed tonight.
It's entertainment.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all the thing. The last great president that America will probably ever see is Obama. That was it.
At least the coolest one. I mean, he's been cool the whole time. I think Obama going to flip out that last 6 months.
That last day in office? You think I'm a bitch.
Well, he need to flip out and start freeing some of his people that's been illegally incarcerated.
He is, right? I think he started
26 people go, and we don't know who those 26 people are, what affiliation.
Don't even know if they let go. They're probably still sitting in the cell right now.
They're probably a Hispanic or
people gay. Don't understand. The media is for entertainment. Like, if you control the media, if Jamil controlled the media, it would be for his own purpose.
For my own agenda.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just imagine the people that control Walmart. Those same people control the media. That's it. That's as simple as it gets. The nigga who comes in there chewing dip while he's ringing you up, that's the same person who controls the media. So he's going to feed you what he wants to see.
You know what the funny part about it with all, they had the Stone Mountain Confederate flag support rally over the weekend. And it disturbed me to see black people out there. But the crazy part is that some of those people who believe that blacks should be gone, Jews, Asians, or whoever you hate should be gone, I say this. If all the people that the racist people wanted gone were gone, at the end of the day, you would still be who you are. You would still be trailer trash. Other races, religions, whatever, they don't make your life any worse or any better. The people who control the money are the ones who make policy and affect the world. So I want to watch and see what these Republicans are going
to
do, because
anybody,
if you want to get down to brass tacks, the people that aren't supposed to be here, they don't even have the power to say. I mean, the people that are supposed to be here, which means the indigenous people, everybody here are immigrants.
Yeah.
So how do you have the right to tell who doesn't need to be here and who can't get in here
when you
got in here illegally?
Nobody's going to argue with anybody who holds a food stamp card. Period.
Right.
I mean, let me get this drink from you, man.
They are all on EBT.
Their
foolishness.
But come on, man.
If you own the media, you can pass out food stamps at will. That's EBT.
We're going to argue with them. They came up there, socks. They wearing Jordans, but they talk about we don't want black people. Man, you got on Jordans and a do-rag.
And they wearing FUBU.
Did you see the little thing that was on the internet? We asked him, sir, the shoes that you're wearing are Jordan. Who cares if a black man makes it? I don't care. You know, you bought that. A white man probably made your dress shoes. They're confused already. They've been drinking too much tap water.
What they don't understand is ain't nobody white making nothing that you buy out of retail. It's all China and Indonesia.
Right. Mm. Oh, man. I think this is a good time to take a break, give Wellington time to calm down. He up in his seat about to fight somebody.
I don't
Wellington needs some water.
It's a white man that made your shoes, brother.
If you listen online and you want to call in and talk to Wellington Juku or any of the rest of us, the number is 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1 so we can know you want to talk. We'll be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Keno Trice Show.
I don't care.
Yes, we are back. We are back live on the Keno Trice Show, man. Sitting here politicking during the break, man. The break is actually funnier than the show sometimes, but we can't bring the break to the show because sometimes we bring up names and we gotta protect your neck. I don't want to be out on stage. Somebody say, hey, what's that stuff you were talking about on the show, man? like I wasn't talking about nothing. But yeah, we're back. Like I said, the number again, if you want to call in to talk, 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1. Man, I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but Florida, middle Florida, is underwater right now. Have y'all seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, on the news, I think like Tampa area, maybe possibly Orlando, but Florida's getting a lot of rain, man. Keep it in Florida. Don't bring that crap up here. There's going to be kind of gators and snakes all over the place.
That means we're probably going to be getting some rain sometime soon.
I think we're supposed to get some this weekend, but I don't think it's going to be a lot. It's
hot as heck outside.
But, yeah, Florida's underwater. So, and Steve will probably talk about this. What do you think about Ronda Rousey?
Oh, here we go. That's my baby. That's a
white woman. That's right up Steve's.
She's my boo. So she just defended her title and knocked out that Brazilian in 34 seconds. Knocked her out. And she is a kickboxing undefeated in the UFC, and she knocked her out.
So
great.
I've never heard of her until the fight. So
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. So she's been a name. She's been a big
name.
Oh,
yeah. And she is the reigning bantamweight champion in UFC, and she is – well, first off, she won
bronze. Ronda Rousey's dope.
Yeah, she won a bronze medal in the 2008 Judo Olympics.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's been doing MMA ever since, and she is undefeated.
You know how Ronda Rousey got started?
What are you talking about? Yeah, judo.
With her mother.
Yeah, her mother. Yeah, her mother.
Her
mother was a world judo champion.
World class.
Yeah.
Nigga, her mother. We're talking about back in the 70s and 60s.
But yeah, but this girl is just, she is fine. She is sexy. She's a smart girl, and she knows how to fight. Just,
she's been in like over 6 movies right now.
Yeah, she's been, yeah.
When was she in Fast 7?
She was in Fast 7.
She was thicker in Fast 7.
Yeah, she's more low. Well, just because she was wearing
that
skinny.
Well, the screen has like 10 pounds.
And she's wearing that skinny little red dress and fighting
heels.
Yeah,
but her face was rounder, so you can tell she really trained for this fight.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she has to get down. Well, she fights at 135. And when you fight at 135, you're only at 135 for a couple hours. And then you get back up and get your weight back up.
Hydrated.
So she's really like 150, 155 walking around.
Right. I'm kind of worried because you know too much about her.
I love you. I love UFC and I love Ronda Rousey. I just finished.
Ronda Rousey is dope.
I just finished reading her book. By
the
way,
was it 2 minutes?
Fight? So this past fight was 34 seconds. It was a title fight, 34 seconds. Geez. The fight before that was 12 seconds.
Oh,
fight before that was like 60 seconds or something.
Yeah,
like that.
She's
like dominating.
She's like the Tyson of MMA.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Know, you're right. If you want to compare,
there's
it
a
to
transgender
yeah.
in UFC right now.
And then he almost killed.
Yeah,
he gave somebody a concussion.
Yeah, a woman. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he broke her jaw. It was just a concussion.
She gave that woman a concussion. What?
There should be a transgender league, cause
Because
I mean, where do you put a person like that? I know back in the Olympics, there was a Jamaican runner, and they disqualified her because remember she pulled away from the pack so far that they did testing. They were like muscular and just physically nobody could compete with her, and they did test and they found out she was the hermaphrodite, like she had both.
Oh.
So. I think
she shouldn't be reprimanded for that because I mean she was born that way. But for these guys that's going out getting no surgeries, they should have put them with men.
Yeah.
Snip and tuck. If you out here getting snipped and tucked, you should still be fighting with men. Oh, Ricardo.
Yeah, especially if you're giving people concussions. I mean, that is not fair at all.
He's still built like.
Yeah, because I saw the what is it what.
He can put all the glitter and gloss. His shoulder's still as broad as a hanger from Banana Republic.
Can't even get through the toll booth on 400. The shoulder's so wide.
I'm going to tear her up.
I think the league ought to be ashamed for allowing that to happen.
Oh, I agree
like
with you on that. Yeah.
That transgender dude fighting a woman. They ought to be ashamed
for
that.
Well, shoot, they're not supposed to discriminate, so...
they didn't want to get sued.
But
No. But that's health matters now.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. If he would have killed her, then what? Yeah. They would have got sued.
No, I'm telling you. Telling you right now. In the schools, if that son prefers to be called a woman, you got to call him a woman.
I understand that. But that son ain't fighting a little girl for money either.
But
he can go use the women's restroom, though.
But then, girl, you got
to. He can use the women's restroom.
But,
just like the women
but him
can use
using
the
restroom ain't going to give another person a concussion.
If he does give another woman a concussion, he can claim I was a her.
But listen, look, you already went ahead. The girl that got knocked out, she did sign a contract knowing.
So she knew it.
She had to have.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it was advertised as such beforehand as well. So yeah.
What did the contract say? You know he used to be in construction.
Sign his waiver right here.
You know he used to have a rubber in his back pocket.
Wow. Well, shoot. She stepped in the ring. I mean, with all everything,
that must
have
been one hell
open.
Of a paycheck.
She got to pay bills.
Yeah.
And, actually, going back to Ronda Rousey, someone actually interviewed her about how she feels about transgenders inside the octagon, and she said. She did a lot of research. She's a smart girl. She said it really depends because if you have surgery before your puberty, then you're less of a man. But yeah, after puberty, you still have a lot of those hormones and everything.
Even still, like,
but
he's, still, yeah, he's it's just still, a it's still, man. He's
still a big difference, you're right. But
he, I mean, played catch.
I wish you could have had this, that excerpt from South Century. He said, Buddha, don't you see a man standing there? That would have been great for you to just slide that in there while we were talking.
Hey, I don't want to step in the ring with none of them. Ronda Rousey will probably whoop my ass. So
I'll let her shit.
Yeah. Ronda ain't been to the hood.
Yeah, there's some chicks in the hood. There's some chicks in
Kiki
the hood.
Kiki will come up there.
Kiki.
Hey,
no.
There was a chick I went to high school with. Her name was Yolanda, and they called her Yogi. Now,
Yogi.
They called her Yogi. Yogi was about 6'2". Probably about 250
was
solid.
She a bear?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Was she a bear? Yogi
she
a bear?
Looked like a bear. Yeah. And I don't know why.
Leslie Jones looked like she give it a business.
I don't know why chicks used to cross Yogi, but if you said something fly to Yogi, you getting caught after school, and it was gonna be a quick knockout. Yogi used to fight dudes and used to give them a run for their money. But
what's Yogi doing now? Pull her up on Facebook.
You know what?
Yogi is baptized.
Yeah. You know what's so funny?
And is a repenting Christian. Right
after
now.
She was Baby D for so long.
Baby D.
You
know, so long in high school. I know I ran into her when we were in our mid-20s. And she was in a club trying to be sexy, have makeup on, but nobody would holler at her. We remember you used to whoop dudes' ass.
Did she look better, though, grown up?
Nah, she just looked like Yogi with makeup on. Like, she still was a big
Yogi
chick,
was
going to
take some penis that night.
Yogi probably got some.
She fleeced Johnson. You going to get this the easy way?
Slam dunk.
Hard way.
Either way, I'm the warrior.
Choice is yours.
Man, Yogi wanted you to come off the ceiling fan on that.
Nah.
Face first.
She was actually after one of my homeboys. I used to tease him about it, but he used to dip on Yogi like Marshawn Lynch. Boy, he was out of there. He'll bust through the crowd.
Straight up beast mode.
Shout out to Yogi out there. Yogi probably got about 8 kids somewhere. Somebody probably was tearing Yogi up after a while. So
I don't want to think about
that. If she want to give it up, I'll give
What's
it to
up,
her.
Yogi? Steve here.
No. You know, I don't speak English. No English, Yogi. Sorry.
In other news... I want to go back to my hometown, man. There was an unfortunate incident that happened a few weeks ago where a University of Cincinnati cop killed an unarmed gentleman by the name of Sam DuBose. He got pulled over for not having a front license plate, and I looked at the video a couple of times. It looks as though he was preparing to flee, and the cop tried to stop him, and the cop shot him in the head.
In the head?
Yes, shot him in the head. The car rolled down, crashed into a telephone pole, and they actually arrested and indicted the officer for murder. The city DA came on and said it was probably the most reckless act he's ever seen by a cop in his whole tenure as being the DA. But the odd part about the whole story is that they set his bail at $1 million. His bail was set as $1 million, so you only had to come up with 10%. Came up with $100,000 like a boss. And not only is he out at the crib playing video games, he's talking about he want his job back. So, crazy. Up in Cincinnati, I know I keep in contact with some people. Cincinnati, they were preparing for riots until the indictment came. So, had they not indicted this officer, Cincinnati would probably be on fire right now. But one of the things I saw on social media recently is that there's about to become a story about to come out saying that later on, upon looking through his vehicle, he had a couple of pounds of marijuana and thousands of dollars in cash. And so...
But still, you shoot somebody in the head.
Yeah. Come
on. I don't know if y'all remember that game, Final Fantasy.
I do, actually.
From PS4 or PS3 or PS2.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. That's exactly what it is when it comes to cops. They are the Houdini's license killers.
Yeah, yeah.
And magically... You got dope now.
Yeah, you're mad.
With a 4.0 GPA at Harvard, you all of a sudden you're a cocaine dealer.
Yeah, you're a big kingpin. And
depending on how tanned you are.
What's so stupid about it is, okay, you're trying to paint him to be this big drug dealer, but at the time of the traffic stop, The cop didn't know that. So even if that's, let's just say if it was true, cop had no idea that you had pounds of marijuana and thousands of dope. All the cop knew is that he pulled you over, you couldn't present a license, and he thought that you attempting to flee was worth you losing your life. So shout out to Sam DuBose, rest in peace, man, and his family up there. I actually know a young lady who has a child by him. So shout out to her. She's down in Florida. So I know that's going to be a big missing in her child's life. So yeah, unfortunate, man. So I guess I bring that up is, how do y'all feel about the state of police? And is police an issue for you all? Do you ride down the street?
I haven't had an issue.
I love how all y'all looking at right at me. Like,
I haven't.
Kino Man say, Steven, has the Asian community been affected by all this?
No, because what I was going to say with that is that they say the police actually know who to pick on and who not to pick on. So I don't know if that's like a sixth sense they have to be like, man, I'm going to pick on this brother
I think with the control of the media and what the images that they're trying to project in people's mind, because y'all see it's a pattern. Every other week, they bring up something new on Facebook, and they push it right in you, and all of a sudden it's black. They don't show no Mexican.
Yeah.
No Italians. But they shooting them, too.
I mean,
I don't think they shooting them as frequent as they shooting us, because the fact of the matter is this system is always going to be against black people, because we're like the... You ever see, like, in school, you had the bully, and you had the soft-spoken person that would always get picked on. Black Americans as a group are that soft-spoken person, and so you will always get bullied because we don't have an economical infrastructure to promote government, like a political policies that actually promote policies for our people. So we're going to get bullied.
Yeah. So, if you don't have, like what Jamil's saying, if you don't have the power in place, like if you don't have
a solution.
Yeah, if you don't have a politician in your back pocket, if you don't know any judges, any lawyers, anybody that has any power in the community, that
so what's like the solution?
The solution is economics.
We had this conversation a long time ago. We've had people, if you want, leaders that provided.
We're talking about for now.
But you can apply every last one of their solutions for today, even if you don't want to follow Marcus Garvey. Even if you don't want to follow Marcus Garvey and go to Africa, you can still take on all of his attributes. Outside of going to Africa and still apply today, you can still take everything Malcolm X said today that he said back then.
But who's applying it?
That's what I'm saying. As a group, you said what's the solution? The solution is for the entire group to incorporate these solutions.
It's not somebody's got to lead by example. So who's applying it?
That's the problem. It's small sectors of people that are doing it, but that's not enough.
Who?
Me for one. I got my own small business. I shot with other black people that got their small business. When I get to the point where I can, I want to get in some type of political office. It's all kind of stuff that we can do individually, but it has to coincide with the entire everybody. Instead of everybody turning up every weekend, going to concerts,
do you promote
money.
Any of these businesses on your Facebook?
Imagery Media. I got it on Facebook.
Okay.
So with all that being said, how are we supposed to stay safe? You know, with what's going on, do you not move a certain way?
You got to be as careful as you can. Depending on the individual.
Yeah, I stay away. I mean, honestly, me personally, I stay away from any bad shit.
There's a pattern.
I mean,
now they probably wouldn't fuck with Steve. They probably give him a warning. You get out this neighborhood. what are you doing over here?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find my black friends.
You don't need no black friends.
Yes, sir. I will leave right now. Thank you so much.
Right.
You
get a warning.
I'm going to give a shout out to one of the people I know for a fact is actually training people on how to own their own business, and that's Devin Robinson. Look up Devin Robinson. Trained over 70 people how to own their own hair store, period. And that's where a lot of the money is going.
To hair.
A ton of the money is
that's
going.
A billion-dollar industry.
A ton. Like, these women are looking like Xena the Princess Warrior wearing other people's hair on top of their hair.
We spoke about this.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, though, it's like this guy, Devin Robinson, shut up shop. He's got a shop out in Chicago, right? 10 black hair store owners out there in Chicago out of 300 Korean owners. He said, it's so crazy that they're actually sending meeting flyers to his shop in Korean, because in their mind, they think it's only Koreans that's owning the shops out there.
And you know what?
But the flip side is that he trained over 70 people that actually own, and I know two of them that own hair stores out here in Atlanta. And one is in Marietta, the other one is in Atlanta, Georgia.
And their prices are probably a little bit higher than the Korean stores.
Yeah, because they can't buy in bulk yet.
And so that's why it's always been a problem for blacks to own your hair.
They coming up, like I said, once they start coming up with a solution, everybody's coming up with a solution. You got media, you got social media. Anybody who's got 10,000 or a million followers can promote that one business one time, I guarantee. Like if DC Young Fly wanted to promote somebody's business right now, they would get at least
probably. Why isn't
he doing it? I mean, folks got to talk. Somebody's got to lead by example. Somebody has to really make noise. Somebody's got to find out a way to get all those followers.
But this
anybody who cares will do the work.
This is what happens when you say somebody. That's one person.
That's Oprah.
So one person.
Right, Oprah.
And so one person, if that one person is promoting.
She is the business herself. She's already doing it.
If one person is promoting that for our community, they put a bullseye on them. That's why Oprah's not targeting us saying, let's do this. Because you get a target put on you. So it has to be the community as a whole. We have to get away from, we needed a leader. We don't need a leader. Everybody just needs to get up under some common sense.
Yeah,
start making some stuff happen.
Once again, the only way people will ever follow is by leading example. That's it.
Well, no, everybody needs to be their own leader. I mean, we don't.
That's
the problem.
Out.
Everybody thinks we need a leader. If everybody's on the same playing field, on the same plan, and there's a code of conduct, I think the whole situation.
How do y'all see
around.
It? Once
you,
again,
you
there's more followers than leaders by nature, by design.
I was about to say it's by design, not by nature.
By design. There's more followers than leaders in any class of people, class, race, whatever you want to call it.
And
that's it.
You have to want to
to
get out of this box. But you got people I know people that spend thousands of dollars on sneakers, but don't have the first business or don't invest in stocks.
We could
bonds,
complain
like
about it all day, but ain't
no. It's
do
not.
Nothing.
It's not complaining. It's people have. We have to, like individually, we have to step up and do our stuff. But it has to be a collective or. We gonna have kids in our 50s talking about this thing.
Man, we could dissect this thing three and four different ways, and it's still gonna be the same at the end of the
That's
day.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless
people step up, we can't be waiting for
one. Would you guys be happy if I gave all you guys back your hair shops?
that would be a good start.
They wouldn't want it. They give it back.
I mean, because still have the liquor stores and laundry.
Hey, man, Devin Robinson's got this one quote, and it's just true to this day. Training. They need training. Not just knowledge. Need training. People need training.
Yeah, they need training. There's a lot of ignorance going on.
It's just training.
Not that a lack of people don't want to own their own business. They just don't know how. So,
and to be honest, we have come very far.
Yeah. So
very far. It started from scratch. Nothing.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Now
what? Scratch. It's a lot of people employed. It's a lot of black folks making moves. It's employed and it's really
and
doing.
They're throwing
it.
The money right back to the oppressive system. So I don't think
man,
we've come as far as you.
We
can
come
with
far.
Nah.
What?
We had what was that in Tulsa, Oklahoma? We've had Black Wall Street. So we've been here before. But when you don't have the information that you need, you give the same oppressive system. The same power that you need to get out the box, you handed it here. Take this. Let me get these Jordans and this weave off of them.
You can Google. You can Google how far we've come.
Y'all hold that thought, man. It's a good time to take a break. We'll come back and talk. If anybody want to call in and join in on the conversation, number 607-203-5368.
Like, that's too deep for me.
Make sure you press 1. You listen to the Keno Tri Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Man, we take it there on this show sometimes, man.
Let's pull the two-seat out, baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Just right. Driving to the music. This is how we do it. All night. Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my baby. In our bike.
head.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose, exotic red bottoms, soul body glittered in gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl, swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. Elroy Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
vibing to the music, this is how we do it.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, VVS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front, you take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. That's my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like Boogie, that pussy be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Fuck maintain, boy, I gotta keep falling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, coupe, pop, clutch, 100.
Vibing to the music. This is how we do it.
Never too grown up to missing hugger. And girls counting on me to be there like missing rubbers. I'm on some Marvin Gaye shit, a bunch of distant lovers. This ain't the life that I'm used to. Reintroduce the people I've been introduced to. Did you forget me? Or are you too scared to tell me that you met me in fear that I won't remember? I wish you could still accept me for me. I miss Memphis, Tennessee, my cousins, my dad. The simplistic beauty that all of them Southerners have. I'm halfway across the world with dozens of bags. Feeling like all four members are calling me bad. And one nigga, amazing shit. I got that Courtney love for ya, that crazy shit. I don't drink every bottle I own, I be aging shit. And I got them wedding ring flows, that engaging shit. Which one of y'all got fleets on your keychains and seats for these heat games? I really think that you stare at yourself and you see things. La familiar, I've been inducted and instructed to stunt on these niggas we don't really fuck with. Fuck us up. Having lunch and debating Ferrari prices. 23 and going through a midlife crisis. But trust me, I still deliver like a midwife. And no, I'm not saying I'm the nicest, I just live life like it. It take a certain type of man to teach to be far from hood but to understand the streets. I never threw away that paper with my Grammy speech because I haven't hit the pinnacles I plan to reach. Yeah, you gotta own it if you want it. Kisses on the body, she tells me live in the moment. And baby, I never forget none of that. Girl, I told you I was coming back.
What a came back for you. I just needed time to do what I had to do. Caught in the life, I can't let it go. Whether that's right, I won't ever know.
Yes, we are back after that long break. You know that Rick Ross song is long as hell.
Yeah. I know how you feel. Yes. You know.
Well, Steve knows who Rick Ross is, man.
Yeah.
We were sitting here talking about things that Steve is passionate about. So one of the things we wanted to bring up is white girls, man. If there's a white girl out there listening to the show.
No, not so much white girls. I actually want to talk about this. What is up with Red Bones?
Red Bones?
Red Bones. I've been talking to a couple of Red Bones.
What do you mean, what's up with them?
What is their problem?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, if you get a red bone that thinks she's too cute for anything, then that's a waste of your time.
But they are. That's the thing. That's the thing that pisses me off. They're so cute. And they know
why
it.
Why are they cute just because they're red bone, Steve? What, they couldn't be a brown bone and be cute?
Why you got to do that?
You know Professor Deep got to take it.
About my queens, my brother.
His theme song is "How Do You Mean Love for Me."
I'm giving you your queens the props, and you over here like, "Oh,
yeah, why can't my brown would be here?"
Come on, man.
Steve is taking one shade at a time now.
Thank you.
He just got the red.
There's 50 shades of Steve, and I'm giving them all right now.
Yeah, he's trying to get down with the red bones now. So give him a little red bone advice.
You know what was bad the other day? I was at a party and I just realized that I was flirting with a 19-year-old, someone 10 years younger than I was.
Well, 19, I mean, 19, today's 19 is not like 19 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay, no, you're right.
Today's 19, they grown,
some extent, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got the social media internet,
You're not grown through, you're going through having your own bills. You can't be grown at the house.
Yeah, her parents were paying for everything. Nah. Going to
college. Oh, well, yeah.
It wasn't one of those.
Yeah, she's not grown.
Yeah.
She's still immature in the mind.
But mentally, I was talking to her, and I was like, you are literally 10 years younger than I am, and this is weird.
So picture this. So when you were 20, she was 10.
Exactly. That's all I thought about the whole entire time.
She's an adult at 19.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe not in the mind.
You know what? I always took when dudes get with chicks and they said that, oh, I didn't know she was 14. I always took that as a cop out. You could talk to a 14-year-old for about three minutes and know she's 14. You just didn't want to come to grips with the fact that she was 14.
You can tell that she's 14, especially if she called you sir. You know she's 14 or 13.
And you always got to ask those important questions. You know when someone's lying, too. It's like, oh, so, you know, what do you do for work? Oh, you know, I'm a cashier at Kroger. Like, oh, okay.
Nah, I've seen some 60, 80-year-olds at Kroger, too, that's cashiers.
But I'm not going to ask them those questions. I'm going to ask them when you get your retirement
check. And they didn't have a crow's feet on their face either.
Oh, man.
he knew she was 19. So was she still in school? Or was she in college?
She's talking about Pikachu. She's 13.
We back.
Pikachu.
She wanted to trade me some of those cards, too. And I was like, all right.
Pikachu, can I call you for a Charizard?
Damn, phenomenal.
It was just awkward, man. I feel like I'm getting. Of course, I am definitely getting older, but I didn't think I would ever get to that age. I am actually talking to someone 10 years younger than me.
So what is too young at this point?
Man, Jerry Seinfeld was talking to a girl that was like 18 when he was 40 something.
Really?
So,
but that's Jerry Seinfeld. I'm not at that status at all.
I thought he was married.
He's married.
He's married now. Yeah. But that was the biggest thing. I forgot who.
But
the
that's
girl.
How it is in Hollywood. I'm talking about real life. This is Hollywood.
So
that is real life.
And you know,
how young is too young for you?
For
at
me,
this point, at this point.
If we go out and you can't buy me a beer.
Oh yeah.
You gotta be at least 21. But then again, it's like I kind of want you to be out of college too. I can't handle you.
Man, you know what? Let's get the real. Let's talk to Professor Deep. Professor Deep, how young is too young for you?
Well, you gotta understand, I'm older than everybody. Am I older than you, Kim?
Nah, you ain't older than me.
We don't have to reveal ages here. Yeah. Some of us are still trying to get Hollywood acting work.
And we look young. We can't reveal our age.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm older than Steve and Wellington, so my answer is gonna be different.
Oh, what's your answer, though? Yeah, that's what we've been asking.
Well,
this can dance around the question like Cisco and Usher and Chris Brown combined. This nigga dance.
There's levels. What are you trying to do with these women?
Brother.
No.
How young is too young?
I need to put
period,
this in its proper context.
It don't matter.
If I'm dating a woman, if I'm really into a woman, she got to be about 25.
At least.
All right. If you just want to mess around with a woman.
If I just want to mess around, you'd be like, 19, 21, 20.
All right, so 18. If he just want to mess around with a girl, you can be 18, nigga. If you can do 20, you can do it. 19, you can do 18. That nigga, whatever the state, like, he'll Google what the state law is. 17. You got it right. I'm going to go ahead.
You'll never hear somebody say, my youngest is 20. Yeah. I ain't going to touch no 19-year-old, though. Come on.
Yeah, you know.
He just turned 20.
When you cross that border, though, it get a little younger. Go down to Mexico, get a little younger.
Man, we ain't going to talk about Mexico like that, man. Get this station banned real quick.
Oh, is that what we promoting on the Keynote Trice Show?
Banning stations all across the
U.S. One station at a time.
I'll get on Young Bae's side here. It does at some point.
You said Young Bae.
Young Bae. It does depend on what's happening. If I'm gonna be dating you, I don't even know the age. Now that I'm thinking about it.
For me today, she gotta be about 25, 26, and that's really pushing it. Like I've dated a girl that was 23, and that was like hell.
So you're saying at least out of college though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless she's in her, getting her master's or her PhD or something.
So it has nothing. So what if you meet a girl that's 20 years old and she's mature? She has a maturity of
her maturity about. Will be showed by her accomplishments. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're 20 and you mature enough to date somebody that's older than you by like
by what? How many years?
You probably had a rough life.
Hey man, I'm gonna be real. When I was in high school, most of the girls when I was in 10th grade, they were dating 20-year-olds, 24-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
You from Arkansas too?
Yeah. Nah.
They were married in
high
school.
You had junior high.
Junior high wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, daycare in high school.
Right. Daycare in high school. But you're from, you right
Arkansas.
Up the street from me, Indiana.
Arkansas is not right up the street from Indiana, my brother.
Y'all right up the street. With Mike Epps? Mr. like to jump on comedians.
What's that got to do with what's that got to do with what we talking about?
Man, he was dating.
You know what? Indiana is the mulatto kid headquarters.
What man? They've been experimenting States. Since 1960.
They've been swirling
with interracial dating.
They've been swirling since the slaves was freed.
I know. I'm gonna tell you, since I'm from there, you're right.
Yeah.
Not with me.
Nigga, how would Jamil be here if they wasn't swirling?
Whoa. I'm like this because of rape, my brother.
All right. They got deeper than it should have been.
When the white man raped my ancestors, they produced light skinned people.
All right.
So back to the white girls.
This nigga's on Periscope. God, Professor Deke, don't stop.
This dude right here is checking his Instagram settings, and all of a sudden just shows up and says rape. And
goes right back down.
Well, I mean, you know, my family's from the South, and history shows you.
I mean, yeah, we get that.
Okay,
we're trying to move on.
I just wanted to clarify that.
All right.
Well, I mean, you go there today. I mean, it's a lot of interracial dating.
Don't try to go
back.
Don't want people to think that people just
will. No, but if you do, hey, man, I got a homeboy. Dwayne Jackson is out there. He's probably watching right now.
Yeah, shout out Dwayne Jackson.
D-Jack! He out there in Indiana saying there's nothing but interracial dating. He said all the niggas out there got...
Why do you got to be English?
Man,
I know, right?
Look here, brother.
Why can't they be brothers?
Well, all right. They can be brothers. They can be whatever they want. Are you on Periscope too, man? Hey,
yeah,
man.
Everybody's on Periscope.
Speaking of...
Good.
I don't have Periscope.
Jizzle.
I don't think he goes by D Jizzle. I think
I'm gonna call him D Jizzle.
He prefers.
Let me tell you something. When Dwayne first got out there, I gave him this number to the barber.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "It's my barber. When I go out there and hit him up, he'll do you right." D Jizzle hit me up the other day, telling my brother, "I need your help, man."
He up there looking like Teen Wolf. Shout out to Dwayne. Yo, Dwayne.
Hey, man, let me see if he's actually following. Let me get up and see.
Dwayne, if you listen, man, they out here killing you, brother.
No, we didn't kill him. That barber tried to kill him. This is what happened.
Oh,
he all right now. Yeah.
Did they take Dwayne's hairline back to... No,
they didn't fool with his hair. They cut him decent. Literally.
You said, hey, man, that was sabotage. Yo, hey, Professor Deep got something against you, man. He sent you to a razor.
No, that was...
Goddamn, Edward Scissorhands.
No, see, this is what I sent him when he first got
there.
Where
did you send him?
I sent him...
My brother.
Listen, I sent him to one of the top barbers in Indianapolis, but he didn't
the
go.
The top slicers?
No,
nigga.
He didn't go. He found that guy on his own.
Look at that damn...
He used his own understanding.
Man, he used a pizza cutter on
that's
his,
what he
on
used,
his mustache.
He used a kente knife.
He got a lawsuit.
Man, that nigga used a katana. He was the last samurai. You a samurai. You don't need to be cutting heads.
Somebody show me a picture.
He got sliced up by a daggone...
Hey, anyway, let's get off deep foot. You're going to whoop somebody ass. Somebody can go back up to that barber and box the shit out of
him. Shout out to Dwayne Jackson. I know you're going to
but
watch
my
video,
my
but shout out.
Dwayne Jackson is a beast at comedy.
But my guy's going to clean him up when he heals and gets to, when he gets to go back to the barber. He's going to get cleaned
up. Hey, man,
up.
That barber that you sent him to was Wolverine. And he came out the closet. Row! I'm here to give you a nice cut, bub.
No, he said, what, you want the saber tooth? You want the saber tooth cut? Got him.
He sent him to Freddy Krueger. Slice him up. Welcome to prime time, bitch.
Man, I want to, Dwayne, I want to apologize on the behalf of being an Indianapolis representative.
Yeah, shout out to Dwayne, man.
On, you should have called the police, man. That was assault.
I actually went up to Ohio and kicked it, Dwayne, man. We had a great ass time, man. Shout out to Dwayne again, man. I know you're listening, brother.
Is anybody watching on that?
Yeah, I got like
three viewers.
Like was
three
Dwayne
viewers
on
mine. Yeah,
Dwayne
on
real?
Laughing his ass off.
Send us some hearts, D.
Yeah.
Hey, send some hearts to my phone, nigga. Don't be afraid.
Light it up. Love us up. Love us up, man. Show some love.
Willison's already passed his limit. He got some skinny jeans on the way.
I want some more questions about dating because I'm married and I got to see what's going on in these streets. So, what would y'all think about the. What's up with the dating sites? I know the popular ones are Plenty of Fish.
Plenty
Tinder.
Of Fish should be called Plenty of Whales. All of them women's is tipping the scale.
Come on.
I went over there. You could go cow tipping on Plenty of Fish.
What's your username on there? We want to send all the ladies,
man,
right to his.
Send them to Genuine13 on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, he's serious too. I think that might be.
Ladies and gentlemen, look up Genuine13.
Genuine. You're going to
see Wellington with a shirt off and some skinny jeans.
Y'all are tipping the scale.
And some Jodeci
goods. I mean, real talk, I heard on Tinder that it's none but overweight white women. Is that true?
No. I ain't going to say that, man. On Tinder.
So there's some overweight black women, too.
Like, no. On Tinder, they look like they've been tenderized. Like, and they've been beaten to a pulp. No, I'm kidding.
So,
I met some females on Tinder.
Why did you specify females? We would have hoped that you met.
Right.
I didn't want to say any.
Unless you pinch it.
I don't want to say whales. I don't want to say cow tippers. I just said females.
Well, it was out of line. I'll agree.
So I just go.
I'm fighting the truth.
So I'll just go back to the Kino Tri Show.
Hey, man, I'm gonna be real. You
talking
go
about Ronda Rouse.
Oh.
Go Ooh. On Tinder. If you Ronda go Rouse. On Tinder right now, you're gonna see at least 20 50-year-olds. Before you see one 20-year-old.
That's just because you out in Stockbridge.
You need to expand your mind.
Hey, I pulled up Tinder when I was in Atlanta, and them 50-year-olds were on there deep.
That's because they after you now. They done seen you in Stockbridge.
Right. And they done seen him on TV and everything. What is your screen name? Nigerian lover? 85.
I'm just saying. You know, you can go through Tinder through your Facebook. So they see me Wellington Juku.
Oh,
chilling.
You can access Tinder through Facebook. So
Wellington Juku.
If you haven't been on Tinder, you're looking for some love, some heavy
look
love.
Look up Genuine13.
Look for heavy love. Go on Tinder.
I'm on,
Genuine, hashtag
And by the way, ladies,
9 o'clock.
When you're on Tinder, stop posting pictures of your very first photo of you with your hot friend, just so we can like you.
Because you're going to think the hot friend is the girl.
Thank
you.
Then
you're going to swipe right.
Exactly.
Then you're going to be bamboozled when y'all meet that person.
Shit, man. Mm-hmm. That hot friend is her till you show up to Red Lobster.
Here's the thing. You in 2015, nobody should ever get catfished. You got FaceTime. You got Skype.
Nobody should ever get catfished.
Yeah.
You got so many tools.
Hey, man, them 50-year-olds be having flip phones. They don't have FaceTime on flip phones.
Why are you going out on dates with 50-year-olds then?
Right. You shouldn't.
Somebody's got to get the bills paid.
Sometimes you just want that vintage snatch. That's what you're saying.
Hey, what?
Vintage
it's all snatch. About antiques. I like to go antiquing.
You like a little seasoned, a little spicy.
You like that age.
I don't need no Larry's seasoned salt.
Then make your sandwich like after you're done.
I'm going green after this whole conversation. I don't care.
That aged cheese. Come on in here, Mr. Juku. I'm going to fix you some water.
Get you some of this grilled cheese.
I don't
cheese
need
sandwich.
No woman sounding like that when I come into the bedroom. The who?
What's up?
She
my
ain't
boy?
Bleeding not one time. I came to the bedroom.
Sound like she had the boo boo.
You
okay in there, Betty Lou?
Man, we need to wrap it up, man. Just for all the people listening, man, those views expressed by Wellington Juku ain't necessarily the views of the Keno Tri Show. But man, we had a great time having you in the building, Wellington, man. Got
appreciate
to definitely
that, brother.
Do this again,
appreciate
brother.
That.
So where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Wellington Ojuku, OJUKWU. You can find me on Facebook, Wellington Juku, JUKU. Find me on Twitter, Wellington Ojuku, or JUKU, whichever one you prefer. And I'm also on Tumblr, Wellington Juku, JUKU.
Man, just Google this dude. I'm sure all of us are
going. I am Googleable.
So when's your next show, man? Where can people come out and see you?
My next show will be this weekend. Friday, I'll be at the Sidebar. Saturday, I'll be at Revved Up Comedy. And I'll also be at MSR on Saturday.
And this is in Atlanta, right?
All in Atlanta, Georgia. Revved Up Comedy will be at Marietta.
Oh, that's that competition. That's
Right.
Revved Up.
Revved Up Comedy. And MSR, you can come out to MSR. The show starts about 9:30. So get there, you're going to have a good time.
Okay. Good, man. Hey, there you have it from Wellington. My regular co-host, y'all got anything coming up that y'all want to announce for people to come see you? I know me and Jamil have a show this Saturday.
Is this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday.
Well, I'm glad you said something.
What y'all got this Saturday?
I thought it was next Saturday.
You better start writing some jokes.
Yeah, we got
come on now, player. Look who you talking to.
We got a
exactly.
We got a show out in Marietta. It's put on by Fontaine.
Explosion, probably.
Comedy Explosion.
Isn't there going to be some jazz in it or something?
No, no jazz. This is all straight up comedy. And I'm actually
explode
trying to.
Explode with some money.
You say what? What did you say?
Yeah, so August 8th. August 8th in Marietta at a place called Marketplace 120 at 562 Wiley Road, Southeast Marietta. The zip code is 30067. For more info, call 678-640-7511. And that is the Cobb Comedy Explosion featuring myself, Jamil Harley, Devin Galange, Jennifer Lynch, and Chester Drake.
Hey, that is I've done that show. That is a great show, actually.
I heard it is a great
show. Very, very intimate. It's probably like 30 to 40 people, but it's very close together. Very intimate, man. Very good show.
Yeah.
Great show. Lots of people come out.
So we gonna do our thing, man. We gonna
paycheck. Is that what you saying? You said it's a one
side. Hey, niggas pockets be looking like a tire on the side of 85 with Hero trying to help your ass up.
You see? So, but come on out to Cobb County, Cobb County.
If Fontaine ain't listening, you probably still got a flip phone in your pocket right now. Look at flip. Look at the flip of my phone. Hey, look at the flip.
Shout out to Fontaine, man. Fontaine's cool with me. But until
he's a good dude. Great dude.
Yeah,
great dude.
Next
don't it doesn't dismiss the fact that phone sounds like Jiminy Cricket when he pulls it out.
Man, we're we're here every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, man. Next week, I got Taj Turner. He's going to be in town all the way from Oakland, California. He's killing it out there. He's a big-time DJ, and we're going to have him sitting in on the Keno Trice show.
I'm looking for him.
So, so,
I mean, he's a DJ now.
Yeah, he's a DJ, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He did comedy.
Yeah, he did comedy.
Did he?
Shots fired. Shots fired. Anyway, until next time, man, come check us out next week.
We're
going to be in the building. And go out there. Be great, man. Be great. Have a great week. And until next time, man, you listen to the Keno Trice Show. Peace.
Keno Trice.
Out the road, just dungeon. If y'all miss it, be-